Hi, I'm Reverend Norm Seelye. Welcome to a Jubilee Sunday Worship Podcast. What you are about to hear is this week's Sunday service edited to fit an all audio experience. You can support Jubilee United Church through the Canada Helps website, www.canadahelps.ca. Just search Jubilee United Church. And there's also a link on the Jubilee website. You can also access a full video of this service on our website, www.jubileeunited.ca.
The asters and the goldenrods are lining the roads, purple and yellow, working together their contrast, a complement and a sign, beckoning the bees to share in late summer meals that will sustain them through the long winter. We are not so different. We too seek nourishment to make it through our days. Nourishment that comes from community. Nourishment that comes from the space to be, however we come to be here today. Nourishment that comes from God. We are so glad that you are here and hope this is indeed a time for nourishment that might help to sustain you through your week. Welcome to a time to sit and be reminded through the words of ancient songs that the disruption to routine this season brings is needed. That slowing down and allowing God to hold things, even if just for a little while, is good. Selah. Welcome to this time together this morning. Welcome to worship at Jubilee.
Things will be a little different this morning as there will be no sermon, and Reverend Breanne Swan will share some campfire psalms, musical expressions of our life in God. So please relax, engage, and enjoy.
When two or three are gathered in my name, I am there, I am there. When two or three are gathered in my name,
I am there.
131. A song of quiet trust. O Lord, my heart is not lifted up, my eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. But I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with its mother. My soul is like the weaned child that is with me, O Israel, hope in the Lord, from this time on and forevermore. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. Selah. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in an uproar. The kingdoms totter. He utters his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord. See what desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Psalm 91, an assurance of God's protection. You who live in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. for he will deliver you from the snare of the hunter, and from the deadly pestilence he will cover you from his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and defense. You will not fear the terror of the night, or the arrow that flies by day, or the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your refuge, the Most High your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, no scourge come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all of your ways. On their hands they will bear you up so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Those who love me I will deliver. I will protect those who know my name. When they call to me, I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. With long life I shall satisfy them and show them my salvation. Psalm 62, a song of trust in God alone. For God alone my soul waits in silence. From them comes my salvation. They alone are my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall never be shaken. For God alone my soul waits in silence, and my hope is from them. They alone are my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rests my deliverance and my honor. My mighty rock, my refuge is in God. Trust in God at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before them. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Those of low estate are but a breath. Those of high estate are a delusion. In the balances they go up. They are together lighter than a breath. Put no confidence in extortion, and set no vain hopes on robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart on them. Once God has spoken, twice I heard this, that power belongs to God, and steadfast love belongs to you, O Lord, for you repay to all according to their work.
Come and listen to me.
Holy God, where are we going? Searching, questioning, doubting. Mistakes made, covenants broken. The journey of faith is rock-strewn and slow-going. Slipping and stumbling. And yet in our slipping and stumbling, you are there. By our side, always by our side. This is the promise you have given your people. Through Noah and his rainbow, through Sarah and her laughter, through David and his house, through Jesus and his love. We are not alone. We live in your world, loved, nourished, strengthened. Here amongst your people, we approach the feast of your grace, thankful. Thankful for our amazing bodies and our wondrous minds. Thankful for time, time in community, time in song, time to dream, time to grow. Thankful for the ability to be of service. Thankful for the ability to love. With your grace as our guide, we turn our love now towards those of us who need love this day. To those of us who are lost or alone. To those of us who are on the run or feel the storm clouds pressing in where they stand. We know we are in need of your love too. We turn our love towards those displaced by wildfire, towards those under boil water advisories. We turn our love towards the malnourished, the victims of violence, the murdered and missing, the frontline workers, the first-line workers. We pray for all in this community and beyond this community bearing the weight of pain. Holy God, where are we going? We don't always get to know, but we follow the one you sent on this journey of faith. We follow Jesus to bring beauty to the places that need beauty, to bring disruption to the places that need disruption, to bring peace to the places that need peace. By his side and in his name, we pray together with his words. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. My friends, it is good to be together this morning, to listen to the words that have brought comfort to our ancestors of faith for so long. As you move through your days, may the peace of Christ be with you. May the love of God dwell deep in your heart, May the Spirit enlighten your way, and may you go in the comfort of God's care. Amen.